any government would be able to stop the operation before it happened. Economic imperialism. When destabilizing former colonies did not give the desired results, the French would use other means to ensure it would hold on to colonies and continue to gain from their resources. Since 1961, France would lay claim to the national reserves of 14 African countries. These countries were all former colonies, including Benin, Burkina Faso, Guinea-Bissau, Ivory Coast, Mali, Niger, Senegal, Togo, Cameroon, Central African Republic, Chad, Congo-Brazzaville, Equatorial Guinea, and Gabon. The CFA franc was created in December 1945 when the French government ratified the Bretton Woods Agreement and became the currency of Les Colonies Françaises de l'Afrique, or the CFA, or French Colonies of Africa. The French Treasury guaranteed the currency under a fixed exchange rate, but would require that the African nation made a deposit of 50% of CFA franc reserves into the French Central Bank, giving France control over the country's resources. The CFA was later split into the Communauté Financière d'Afrique, or Financial Community of Africa, which included the West African countries of Benin, Burkina Faso, Côte d'Ivoire, Guinea-Bissau, Mali, Niger, Senegal, and Togo, and the Communauté Financière de l'Afrique Centrale, or Financial Community of Central Africa, including Cameroon, the Central African Republic, Chad, the Republic of the Congo, Equatorial Guinea, and Gabon. African countries have tried time and time again to liberate themselves from French control, and more often than not, African revolutionaries in former French colonies are met with violent resistance from the French government. The death of Barthélemy Boganda is a perfect example of this. Boganda was the president of the Central African Republic from December 1958 to March 1959. During this time, Boganda cut a lot of ties that the Central African Republic had with France. For example, he founded the Movement for the Social Evolution of Black Africa, a political party dedicated to liberating the French colonies in Africa, specifically the Central African Republic and the French Congo. Boganda was instrumental in the country gaining independence and planned to use his power to liberate other African territories from French rule. In an attempt to stop the Central African Republic's growing independence movement, France arrested Boganda during his 1951 campaign for endangering the peace. He was released shortly thereafter, but he was unfortunately killed in a plane crash in March 1959. The French General Secretariat of Civil Aviation headed an investigation into the crash, yet never publicized their report. The French newspaper L'Express leaked parts of the report that revealed that traces of explosives were found in the wreckage of Boganda's plane. And in response, the French High Commissioner suppressed all copies of L'Express printed in the Central African Republic. Another example is the Cameroonian Marxist politician Félix Roland Moumi, who was killed in 1960 when a French Secret Service agent slipped a dose of thallium into his drink in Geneva. Another Cameroonian leader, Niobe, was shot dead in 1958 by the French military. Sylvanus Olympio, the first president of the Republic of Togo, is another significant African leader that would meet his end because he tried to improve his own country and end the ruthless exploitation of the French. In the 1960s, he would try to take his country out of French control by refusing the Colonization Continuation Pact. However, he would agree to pay an annual debt to France for the so-called benefits Togo got from French colonization. It was the only conditions for the French not to destroy the country before leaving. However, the amount estimated by France was so massive that the reimbursement of the so-called colonial debt was close to 40% of the country budget in 1963. Consequently, the financial situation of just independent Togo was very unstable. And in order to get out of this situation, Olympio decided to leave the monetary system set up by colonial France and created the currency of the country. On January 13, 1963, 3 days after he began printing the new bills, a squad of soldiers supported by France seized and killed the first elected president of independent Africa. Olympio was executed by an ex-French legionnaire, the sergeant of the army Etienne Nasingbe, who, at the same time, received a bonus of $612 from the local French embassy for the success of his mission. Olympio's dream was to build an independent and autonomous country. But the idea did not correspond to the French wishes, Etienne Nasingbe would become president and enforce the monetary system provided by France. Through practices like the CFA franc currency and controlling a large portion of African countries' reserves, France maintains economic control that hampers the growth and independence of these nations. The presence of French military bases in Africa also raises concerns about neo-colonial power dynamics and contributes to political instability. It is important to expose these issues and bring attention to the harm caused by France's actions. The CFA franc, for example, limits the economic choices of African countries and keeps them dependent on France. This dependence restricts their ability to address important social and developmental needs, keeping them trapped in poverty. Moreover, France...
I'll do a little intro thing. And then I'll go into the actual chords.
Cool. I'll let it ride.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mmm. Jazz Corner. This is Kevin Amos, and you're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Thank you.
When you're down and troubled and you need some love and care, and nothing, nothing is going right, keep your head together and call my name out loud, and soon I'll come a knocking on your door. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me to the precious Lord, take my hand and lead me on. Ooh, oh, when the sky above you turns dark and full of clouds, and that old north wind begins to blow, oh child, keep your head together and call my name out loud, and soon I'll be knocking upon your thank you. call out my name, and you know wherever I am, I'll come running to sing with you again. Oh, yeah, winter, spring, summer, fall. Do is go and die.